this is a time to reevaluate our policies, our policies against, you know, punishing Iraqi civilians instead of punishing Saddam Hussein, siding with Israel at the time when it's occupying a land of the Palestinians, siding with Arab regimes which do not know any democracy.
Let me make the
Brian, that's the only thing I disagree with you on. We love Israel. Israel is, we have to protect Israel.
But we love our values. Yes, we have to protect Israel from Israel.
But I know, we have to protect Israel. America that we should not protect Israel is wicked.
Is it at the expense?
No. If it wasn't for Israel in that land, in that part of the world, that part of the world would be out of control. It would be all communist.
What is more important, our values, what we stand for, our belief, or Israel, or whatever other country?
Israel agrees with our values
sometimes,
and our beliefs.
Sometimes,
the rest of the world doesn't.
Maybe it does most of the time. But when it does not agree with our values, I think our values should come first.
But
America's interests should come first.
I haven't seen a time when Israel did not agree with our values.
What about the apartheid state of Israel? What about the treatment of Palestinians? What about the occupation of Palestinians? What about of building? Can we get away with building cities for blacks only or for whites only in this country?
But
Israel built cities for Jews only.
The situation in Israel and the situation in this country where black and whites are totally different. They have nothing in common.
Ask a Palestinian and we'll tell you if it's different or not.
God himself gave the United States to the American people. It was God himself who gave Israel to the Jews amidst great miracles in the last 50-some-odd years. The fact is, it is not a question of policies of Israel. It is a question that the enemy that is confronting the United States and Israel is the communist enemy. It is the PLO. It has nothing to do with Arabs. It has nothing to do with these propaganda lines that are coming out in favor of the PLO, often claiming not to be affiliated with it, but which are supporting its propaganda line, pretending that there is a war between Arabs and Jews. We just saw yesterday in the World Trade Center that, as Arafat proclaimed many years ago, and all of his top people, all the top leaders of the PLO in this revolution, they said America is the ultimate target. They will strike at American targets. And as long as America continues to support Arafat and continues to push its own allies into surrendering to them and is forcing Israel not to destroy the PLO and instead to give land to them, this is the kind of policy that feeds these enemies, and they will. What we have just seen is just the beginning of what will be a growing wave.
Okay, I want to get to some phone calls, and because this is important, and